Okay, good morning, all. We'll just do a couple of quick Mishnayos over here. So, we're up to Parakeh Mishnah Beis. So, continuing in a few more jobs that we wanted to list for the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Mishnah says as follows, Ein po chasen mishlosha gizbarn. We don't have less than three treasurers who are in charge of the temple finances. So, you have to have at least three. Umeshiva amar kalin. And you have to have, and there are you don't have less than seven people to oversee these treasurers. So just so you know, there are five levels of management that the Beis HaMikdash does not list, that the Mishnah does not list over here. But so you have the Kohen Gadol, then you have the Skan Kohen Gadol, then you have two other people who oversee these seven people, then the seven people who oversee the three treasurers, and then the three treasurers. Now you're saying, why do you need so many people? At least the only number that sort of sticks out is the seven people that oversee the three treasurers. That's a lot of people. So the answer is that there were seven keys that needed to be unlocked. They were needed to unlock the temple courtyard, which is where the money was kept. So if any of the treasurers wanted to go in and take some money out, obviously we trust them. But the idea is we want to make sure there's another precaution to make sure that no one's going to do any fishy business. So you have seven people who each of them have to take one key to unlock the door to go to the temple courtyard. And then the person who would need money to buy something for the Beis HaMikdash, he would have to have all those people essentially come to unlock the door. So that's why there are so many people there. Says the Mishnah, in general, you should know that we don't appoint less than two people to a position of financial authority over the public. There were two exceptions to this rule, even though we like to have two people in charge of financial things for public spending and things like that. It says the Mishnah, when it comes to Ben Achia, who was responsible for treating the Kohanim, who had these intestinal problems that we spoke about yesterday, and Elazar, who was responsible for the curtains, they would have to spend money and things like that, and raise money, whatever. Shows on Kiblu Rov Hatzibar Alein, since most of the people most of the Jewish people were accepted the fact that these people were on their own, even though they had to raise and spend money, whatever, and it was public money, nonetheless, it was allowed. That's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel says as follows. We mentioned yesterday that there were tokens that were used to buy Nesachim, the libations, and the like. So what exactly were these tokens? So says the Mishnah Gimel, Arba'ach, Wasamos, Hayub, HaMikdash. There were four different tokens that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. V'kasav Alein, Egal, Zachar, Gidi, Chotei. One of them said, and each of them had a different word written on them. One of them had the word Kef, Egal, written on it, and essentially when you would give any of these tokens, you would get the nesachim, you would get the libations that corresponded to what was written on the coin. So one of the coins said egel kef, which meant that you get the nesachim, you get the libation offerings for a cattle offering. And one of them said zachar, which meant a male ram, so you get the nesachim that go along with that. And one of them said gedi, kid, right, baby, and so you get the nesachim that go along with the goat, with the goat or sheep offering. And finally was chote, and that meant sinner, that you would give this token, and you would get the libations that go along with the Mitzora offerings. Now, says Ben Azai Omer, actually, you know what, you say there are four, I say there are five tokens. Chamisha Hayu, Ben Azai Omer, Chamisha Hayu, there are five tokens. Va'aramis Kasuvalayan, and you say there are words written in Hebrew on them? No, I'll tell you, there are actually words that were written in Aramaic. So now, you'll see in a second, he's going to go on to list five Hebrew words, but the implication is that that they were written in the Aramaic translation on the coins, because that was the language everyone spoke, so it was easier to use that word. So says Ben Azai, Egal Zachar, Gidi Chote, Dal the Chote Ashir. So the five things were as follows. Well, they sound very similar. They're similar until you get to the final two. So one said Egel, Kef, one said Zachar, male, one said Gedi, a kid. And then the final two were Chote Dal, the Chote Asher. Ben Azai said it wasn't enough to just write Chote, to write sinner, because there were two levels of Mitzorah offerings, if you were rich and if you were poor. So he says on one, it said Chote Dal. One said that you were a poor sinner, and the other Chote Asher, that you were a rich sinner. And based on that, you would give different levels of Mitzorah offerings, and that came along with that were different libations, and therefore that's what was given to you based on whichever coin you had. Then finally, the mission concludes. Egel Meshamish Imniske Vakar Gedolim Ugutanim Zachar Unakivos. What came along with the Egel, with the calf token? So it says the calf token was used for the libations that accompany any cattle, which meant if you were bringing cattle that were large or small, meaning an adult or a child calf, or male or female, all of this this coin represented the libations for any of these types of calves. Gedi Meshamish Imniske Tzon Gedolim Ugutanim Zachar Unakivos Chutz Mishal Elim. The kid token, right, the Gedi token, that was used for libations that would accompany sheep or goats that were either larger or smaller, right, male or female, with the exception of rams, which rams are a type of sheep, but it's a male sheep that's less than 1 year old for the technical halachic definition. And Zachar Meshemesh Im Niske Ilim Bilvad, the male token, the one that had Zacharna, which were for male rams, that only implied that was only used to buy libations for the rams. And then finally, Chotei Meshemesh Im Niske Shalosh Behemos Shel Mitzorayim. Seemingly, we're only defining the first person's opinions because when it came to Ben Aze, we knew exactly the libations that came along with his coins, because one was for the rich, one was for the poor. But it says over here that when it came to the first opinion that just said there was a fourth coin that said Chote, that said sinner. So Chote Meshamesh Im Niske Shalosh Behemos Shel Mitzorayim. The sinner token, that was used for the libations that accompany the three animals that were required for the rich Mitzoras. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet, but for now we'll stop right here.